You're listening to SBS News.
As the Spirit of Australia celebrates its 99th year serving the nation, on the floor of the Qantas Annual General Meeting in Adelaide, human rights questions were being asked of the national carrier. Advocates representing some 100 shareholders put a motion calling on Qantas to review its policies regarding the deportation of asylum seekers. Human rights advocate Jacob Thomas was among them.
Yeah, you know, any company that's operating in Australia, especially in a case of, you know, transporting individuals, consensually or non-consensually, ultimately that's something that any company should be very, very clear about its disclosure to its shareholders.
The campaign to pressure Qantas mirrors similar campaigns in the United States and the United Kingdom, where some major airlines have refused to fly deportees. In Australia, Virgin and the unlisted private company SkyTraders also fly asylum seekers at the request of the Department of Home Affairs. Last month, Qantas Chief Executive Officer Alan Joyce told the National Press Club the company was right to take a stand on social issues, such as same-sex marriage. But today, the chairman of the Qantas board, Richard Goyder, called on shareholders to vote against the proposed review.
We need to be clear on this matter. The federal government is best placed to make decisions on the legal status of people seeking asylum in Australia, not airlines.
Michael O'Faraday, who was representing his shareholder wife, said the debate is an important one.
The issues raised today are important. They go beyond, I think, a corporation. I think they're government issues.
Another shareholder, Andrew, who only wanted to give his first name, said he was largely unaware of the debate.
I'm interested in the airlines and what part they play in the whole issue in Australia, but I wasn't sure that there was, I wasn't aware that there was so much contention.
Despite the motion receiving the support of less than 24% of shareholders, activists say they will continue their campaign. Gianni Blacali, SBS News.